He called McNeely for advice about workstations that could handle computer animation. McNeely directed him to George Lucas. Kinsey, the engineers, and animator John Lasseter flew to San Francisco to visit Lucas's operation. They were thrilled by the technology. Not just that it replaced painstaking human labor, but that the results were so rich, both in color and dimension. The results could be every bit as good as in the golden age of Disney animation, an era that had been lost to prohibitive labor and camera costs. After looking at other computer animation labs around the country, Kinsey and his team zeroed in on Lucas's operation. Card Walker had balked at the notion that a machine could replace hand drawing, but now Kinsey had another chance. He started to explain how computer technology could replace the kind of animation that required 17 cameramen for the opening scene of Pinocchio. He was disappointed when Wells cut him off. "We're going to shut down animation," he said bluntly. "It's not making any money." New management seemed far more interested in his plan to cut costs, and Kinsey didn't think the name of the operation he was working with even registered: Pixar Advanced Computer Graphics. On the Monday after that weekend meeting, Kinsey was at his desk when Katzenberg, still at Paramount, called. "I'm a first impression kind of guy," Katzenberg said, dispensing as usual with preliminaries. "I've never been so blown away by somebody at a first meeting. We're going to take this studio to 20 movies a year. In 4 years, we're going to be the number one studio at the box office." Then he hung up. The call had lasted no more than 30 seconds, but it was electrifying. Disney was barely in the movie business at all, and Katzenberg was predicting they'd be number one. What a change from the old regime, Kinsey thought. Wells, too, was impressed by Kinsey and started inviting the young executive to join him in his office at the end of the day. Wells would typically open a bottle of wine, pour two glasses, then pick Kinsey's brain about Disney personnel and operations. One evening, Kinsey was in Wells's office when George Lucas called. "Is there anyone there worth keeping?" Lucas asked. "He's sitting right here," Wells replied, smiling at Kinsey. It almost seemed too good to be true. Though it seemed a foregone conclusion, Katzenberg still had to close a deal to join Eisner and Wells at Disney. Wells rented one of the storied bungalows at the Beverly Hills Hotel as a way to impress Katzenberg, and Katzenberg came to the meeting armed with a hastily scribbled wish list for his new job as chairman of the Walt Disney Studio. As opposed to Disney's long-standing frugality, the list was larded with Hollywood status symbols, circa 1984. Two secretaries, beach house, corporate jet, travel, family, etc., screening room, house maintenance, butler. More important, Katzenberg asked for a stock option package like the ones Eisner and Wells had gotten. "The board will never go for that," Wells insisted. But both Wells and Eisner agreed that Katzenberg both needed and deserved some kind of incentive compensation. So Wells offered Katzenberg an annual bonus amounting to 2% of any profit earned by anything he put into production, which would include live-action and animated films, as well as television programs. In calculating profits, revenues would be included from all forms of exploitation, which meant not just ticket sales and broadcast fees, but video, merchandise, and theme park attractions based on his productions.